let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Based on a true story, the picture book for children, The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber by Kimber Snyder, tells how a pony with handicaps and a little girl become best friends through patience and time. The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber, filled with examples of positive morals, and it teaches children how to care for pets the very best way they can. It also shows that waiting for something you want can seem to take forever, but it's worth it. Kimber Snyder, currently a registered nurse, earned a bachelor's degree in nursing from Slippery Rock University, a mother of two, grandmother of two. She's had a lifelong love of horses, enjoys riding them to this day. Kimber lives in the country near Franklin, Pennsylvania, with two Yorkies, seven chickens, and four horses. Also an accomplished cook, her kitchen is certified as a bakery, and she supplies baked goods to a local country store. The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber is her debut book. Kimber joining us on This Week in America. Kimber, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
What a debut book. You've really nailed us with this. It's such a charming story, and it's your story. Let's talk a little bit about your background to establish just who you are here. We know that you like riding horses. What are some of your hobbies?
I love canning vegetables, and I love having a great big garden and taking my grandkids places and just putzing around my house.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and it gives you great ideas for stories to reflect, and that's how this came about, The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber by Kimber Snyder, our guest on the program. I mentioned nursing. That's very important to you as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've been a nurse for over 25 years now, and it's a very rewarding profession. It truly is. If you have a care, you know, a desire to care for people, you will love nursing. I love it as much today as I did the day that I first started.
And I can tell in the passion in that answer, this is something that is still very special to you. And I'm assuming there are never 2 days that are the same, are they? It's not you go into work and it's like, no, the drudgery, I know what I'm going to go through today. I'm assuming they're all different.
It is. Every day is very, very different. And you meet different patients each day. And some of them, you know, you really form a bond with, and you truly want to help them as much as you can. But it is. It's very rewarding.
How about children? I mentioned the family before. Talk about the ages of the children, and they have to be excited that mom and grandma is a published author now.
Well, my girls are 37 and 34 now. One is a stay-at-home mom, and she has a six-year-old. And my other daughter is 30. She's 34, and she has her master's degree, and she's a school teacher, and she's married, and she has a little one-year-old. But it's so cute. I have sleepovers every other Friday night with my six-year-old granddaughter, and we build forts, and we sleep in the living room. And she actually brought my book out to me, and she said, Mimi, she said, I'm going to read you this. And I said, oh, okay. So she read it to me, and she said, you know, Mimi, did you really write this? And I said, yes, I did. And she said, it's not too bad, Mimi. It's not bad at all.
A thumbs up from the granddaughter. There's absolutely nothing wrong with all that. That when that happens, it's like, okay, I think I've nailed it with this book. The book is The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber by Kimber Snyder. It's got to be.
If Emma is happy with it, then I think I did okay.
That's the toughest audience sometimes is to get family members. They're so close to you and maybe blasé about something, but when they get excited, Emma's excited, then the rest of the country will be as well. This is such a cute story. It's a cute story. It's an entertaining story. You've got some lessons in this as well. What inspired you to write the book?
You know, I actually wrote this story back in 2016. And it was something that's been on, it had been on my mind for such a long time. And I got in bed one night and it was like, you have to share that little story. It's such a good story filled with morals and hard work and things we want children to learn these days. So I got back up out of bed and I actually wrote this little story down in about 20 minutes. And then I just put it back in the tablet and it said, there, now you wrote it down. Now you're happy. Well, here this past year, it's just something that just would not leave me. I kept saying, you need to do this. You need to do this. So I Googled, how do I go about publishing a children's story? And I got onto the website with iUniverse, and I emailed them, and they texted me the next day and said, can you send us a copy of your manuscript? And I said, yes. And they said, absolutely, this book is publishable. And so that's how it started last February. I started the beginning of this year. I thought, And then Reader's Magnet came on board with Bob and all those guys, and they're doing all my publicity for me, and they're just awesome to work with.
You know, it's interesting because it can be an intimidating experience working with Reader's Magnet. It really sounds like this is like a great association, a great relationship. What has this experience been like? As you said, it's one thing to write it down, like, okay, I've got that. I've done that now. I've written the story down. But then to actually have it published and be out there for other people, other families to enjoy the story, what's this been like for you?
It's been exciting. It's been really exciting. I really appreciate Bob, you know, working with Reader's Magnet. Bob has really helped to keep me kind of grounded, you know, because I don't know what to expect. I've never done anything like this before. And I told him, I said, you're my marketing guru. I said, because I'm a country girl. You know, I ride horses and I'm a nurse and I take care of my kids and my grandkids. And, you know, I said, I don't know anything about any of this. So I'm putting a lot of trust in Bob. And he has been just wonderful to work with, very encouraging. And it's kind of exciting to, you know, I don't think it's truly hit me that I've written a story and it actually got published. I don't think that that's really hit me yet, but.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a website you can go to and that will verify that you're an author. It's your own website, KimberSnyder.com. And Kimber is KIMBER Snyder, SNYDER. Go there. It's a very well done website. It has all the information. And Kimber actually is a published author. That's verification there. You can actually order the book the book from there as well. What do you hope to gain out of writing this book? What do you hope the takeaway is from the readers and the messages they get from reading your book?
I hope that kids will learn, you know, by reading this book, if the parents would read it to them at bedtime and stuff, that, you know, that they might be kinder to their animals. You know, and that they might take good care of their own animals the way that, you know, I took care of my pony when he was little, you know, or my pony when she was going to have a baby and stuff. And, you know, just that you need to love animals, you know, that they're helpless and that they rely on us for everything. And I just think that's so very important. And I just think that I like that. I think it's very, very important.
It almost seems.
And also that you need to do hard work, you know, for kids, well, yes. A lot of times today, it seems like maybe they're given things, you know, and I know back when I was a kiddo, you know, we had to work very hard for what we wanted, and we had to show that we had the responsibility, you know, and I think that's a very important key that kids need today, so.
Well, it actually, you're talking about animals, it actually seems like there's this new awareness that we really need to do what we can to help animals. Even Congress has gotten together and decided that we need to do something to protect animals. And as you know, Congress doesn't get together to decide much of anything. Do you think we're going in the right direction now that we really have the public's attention and there's concern, you know, adopting animals, that type of thing we see? In the Bahamas, where the storm there and people coming to the rescue of animals, is this becoming a focal point for us now? Do you think?
I really do think that it is, and I think it's important too. I mean, I know that there are folks out there that really love a special breed of a dog, but you know, to go to the shelter and to get an animal, you know, that's maybe been abused or, you know, maybe just is longing to have someone to love. You know, I know that I have my two little Yorkies. One was my daughter's and one was mine. And now they both live with me and they're 10 and 15. And when I get a next dog, you know, eventually someday, it's going to be a shelter dog, you know, because they're already here, you know, and yes. They just need to be loved and they need somebody to show them that life can be good for them too. But I think we are in the right direction with the awareness of people and taking care, taking animals in that need help.
Kimber Snyder, our guest on the program, author of the delightful children's book, The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber. Talk about your experiences growing up with horses and with animals. How did that mold shape who you are today? I can almost trace this back, maybe back to the nursing career by helping other people, animals as well. Is that where this all began for you?
I think that my mom and my dad passed away several years ago, but I think my mom and dad always said to me that the horses kept me out of trouble, you know, because I really was a very good kid. And even into my teenage years, when a lot of my friends were going out and being mischievous or whatever, I was shining boots. I was packing horse trailers and shining saddles and stuff and getting everything ready to go to horse shows. I went to horse shows every weekend and every night after school, when I would get my homework done, I would go and I would practice my horses in the ring, you know, I had several horses back then even, and I would take the ones that did best at the practice to the shows. Horses have worked by my whole life.
Kimber Snyder with us, author of the book, The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber. Her website is kimbersnyder.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Kimber's website, available, of course, at Amazon and the usual places. Tell me about Ivy, a really special horse. Tell me about Ivy.
I had begged and begged my parents to get me a horse, and they found this little pony. She was a pinto pony, and her name was Ivy. And she had one eye that was missing. You know, it was just closed. And then she was crippled in both of her front legs, and even her backbone was up a little bit. And they just felt that she would be a really good pony for a first time for a little eight-year-old girl. And, I mean, I just fell in love with that pony. She couldn't have looked any more beautiful to me because she was mine, you know. And I started riding her right away. She would walk, and she would walk. And I actually got her built up a little bit to where she would trot and canter and things too, but I rode her every day, and I brushed her every day, and I just absolutely just loved having her.
and then that comes across.
Pardon?
That comes across so well in the book. You fall in love with Ivy. I don't know Ivy, but I fell in love with her as I'm reading about her.
She did. She was just such a special little pony. She really, really was. And she had started gaining weight, and I was just really, really concerned, you know. And I think way back in the day, I mean, my gosh, that was clear back in 1968, you know, or something like that. I think my parents bought that little pony for $35, you know, and she started gaining a bunch of weight and stuff. And I was just so concerned that there was something wrong. And I kept bugging them every day and bugging my parents that something's wrong with her. You've got to check her. You've got to help me. You've got to check her. And they called the vet, and the vet came and he said, she's pregnant. And we all just kind of looked at each other like, what? Because they had no idea. Neither did I. I was eight, you know.
What a great story. The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber. Kimber Snyder, time going by so quickly on the program today. It's such a great story about Ivy, about Kimber, that relationship. And you mentioned some of the positive morals there as well. Talk about the value of patience, because that's really on display in this book.
Yeah, it is. Patience is very, very, kids want things right now, you know, and even some adult people too, you know, lots of us, we want things right now.
Yes.
But the vet told me, you know, about the time when he felt the baby would be born and stuff, and that date came. And I honestly think it was about 4 weeks to 5 weeks after that date that he'd actually given me. And I would just go home and I would run to the barn. And every day I kept, then finally I started, I was like trotting to the barn. And I was like, she's not going to have a baby. She's really not. And they're like, yes, she is. And I'm like, okay. So, I mean, I just kept taking such good care of her and everything. And then the last day, I remember I ran down to that barn. It's like, today's got to be the day. And I went in and I stepped up on the side of the stall and I looked down and there was this tiny little brown baby laying beside her. So I beelined it back up to the house to get my parents.
You know, you describe that's vivid in your memory, isn't it? Even though that was years ago, it's like it was yesterday as you're telling that story.
It is. It really is like it was yesterday. It really truly is.
You know, you talk about hard work, or hard work comes out as you're reading this. Talk about that, especially at that age. Sometimes when it becomes hard work, we have a tendency as kids to walk away from this. This isn't fun anymore. I don't really want to participate. Hard work and commitment, boy, those attributes really come in handy as you're growing up and in real life as well.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I don't know about back when I was eight, but I know that our parents instilled wonderful work ethics in all of us kids. But never once did I ever, you know, the whole time I've had horses say, oh, it's raining, I don't want to go feed them. Even back when I was 8 years old, you know, I would carry fresh water. I would scrub out the water trough so that their water was clean. If it would rain outside, I would run to the barn and put them in the barn, you know, back then, so they wouldn't get wet, as if that would hurt them. But I mean, I would take brown sugar cubes, carrot sticks, apples, you know, anything at all. But they always got in my horses still today. They get brushed every day. You know, everybody gets brushed every day. Everybody gets grain twice a day. Everybody's got fresh running water system every day. You know, I just love taking care of horses. writing them.
Well, and yes, the enjoyment part is being able to ride them. You published this book very successfully, The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber. Plans on writing another book?
I actually have three more little consecutive stories that lead off from this one.
Fantastic.
You know, that just as Pokey's growing up and things like that. But I'm just, for right now, I've got this one done. And as I said, I still am a full-time nurse and I work overtime there. And, you know, I've got probably seven more years and then I want to retire from nursing, but I would like to get my bakery online my last year of nursing and do that full time because I have a super passion for baking also.
Fantastic. You've got so many things going here. This is just, it's incredible and touching lives in the process. Kimber, it's been fun having you on the program. What's your specialty with the bakery? I mentioned that you would do baked goods. What do you like to make?
I make probably eight different kinds of cookies, and I make peanut butter fudge, which I guess one of my coworkers entered my peanut butter fudge in the Crawford County Fair this year, and I got first place out of like 17.
Fantastic.
I didn't even know he was going to do that. But I make Chex Mix and hardtack candy and fudge and all kinds of cookies and breads and different things for the store.
That will be interesting to see. Hopefully you could do that. And we can go to Amazon someday and we can buy your book and buy some of your peanut butter fudge brownies as well. So cookies. So that,
oh, that would be good.
That will be good. See, we've got you creating a whole little industry you've got going there. So retire, not so much. Just sort of shift gears into your own business. Kimber Snyder has been with us on the program. The book is The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber. It's a picture book for children based on a true story. Great pictures, great story, great morals, great lessons in the book. Very enjoyable for family members, all family members, to read, the children as well as the adults. Kimber, it's been fun having you on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure having you with us. The Adventures of Ivy and Kimber by Kimber Snyder. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places, and Kimber's website, KimberSnyder.com. You can log on to thisweekinamerica.us and go directly to Kimber's website. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.